died. Chapter 6. A Brush with Death. In 1562, the Queen got sick. Very sick. Elizabeth's face broke out in small white bumps, the telltale signs of smallpox. Until a vaccine was discovered in the 19th century, smallpox was often fatal. Those who survived it often had terrible scars from the disease. When her doctor diagnosed smallpox, the Queen screamed that she wanted another doctor. She was terrified. During the 1500s, people did not live nearly as long as they do today. Because doctors did not understand about germs and bacteria, illnesses spread quickly. And because doctors did not have modern medicines, many common illnesses resulted in the death of the patient. With no cure for smallpox, Elizabeth's doctors were helpless. And so were her advisors. The days went by, and she did not get better. The Privy Council called an emergency meeting. Who would take the throne if she died? Robert Dudley assembled an army of 6,000 soldiers to guard the castle. If word got out about the Queen's illness, there could be a rebellion. The doctor then decided to wrap the Queen in yards and yards of red fabric. Only her face and one of her hands were left uncovered. When this was done, he placed Elizabeth in front of a roaring fire. For some reason, the Queen recovered. To this day, no one knows why, and no one knows for sure if Elizabeth was scarred from the disease. A lady in waiting caught smallpox from the Queen and had such terrible scars that she never let anyone see her again. As she grew older, Elizabeth wore heavy white makeup. Perhaps this was to cover up the scars. However, no one really knows. All paintings of the Queen done after her illness still show her with flawless skin. Only 30, the Queen has survived a brush with death. Now, more than ever, her Privy Council wanted to have someone next in line for the throne of England. And not far away, in Scotland, another queen had her eyes on Elizabeth's throne, too.